Yes, from Sync Weekly and
Nimble Nate.
Hey, how you doing?
The king of the list coming up again, big time this time, and giving a little love to David Basil, who is exhausted, and he is. I'm guaranteed he'd be thankful about midnight tonight when all this is wrapped up with the Little Rock Touchdown Club. But
yeah, I know. I don't know how he does it.
So, buddy, I got a couple other things too. I did want to talk since it is National Signing Day. I know you had a little detail on some things going on, or some discussion at least about what's going on with the Boulding situation.
Right.
Everybody's been tight-lipped.
Yeah. Yeah, mum's the word over there. I'll just tell you, I've covered signing day since 98, I think, and maybe a little earlier than that. I've never been to one where the head football coach of the high school wasn't there. And that happened today. And Brad Boulding was not there. And, nobody's saying why, what his status is, but he wasn't there. I think that's pretty telling. And then KJ Hill signs with Ohio State and then afterwards tells a throng of media that, you know, he doesn't really know what's happened, but he knows that he didn't do anything wrong. And so any rumors regarding his involvement, any alleged disciplinary or apparent disciplinary action with Boulding was not.
Which, with all due respect, means very little, because what else is he going to say?
Yeah, well, and, you know, talk to his stepfather. He said the same thing.
Oh,
too.
Okay. Well, here, again, by the way, I know you're just doing your job. By the way, your word isn't exactly the strongest bond around here these days.
No.
So,
and all you can do at this point is talk to them. You know, there's nobody else to talk to.
Hey,
so
I,
you get their side of the story, and hopefully the
a
other side
bit of
will
a
come
distraction,
out.
Though, if Brad Boulding was there, it would have been a little bit of a distraction for the kids. So I'm not surprised he wasn't there. Are you guys surprised that he wasn't there?
Nope.
No, not surprised. Not surprised at all. But I think, you know, that's if he was there, and then that would maybe show that he is that he's still working there, maybe. You know, so when he's not there,
I think it would have taken away from the kid's announcement. So
yeah,
that's probably a good thing he didn't show up.
But I mean, if he was there and said, "I'm the coach" and everything, then it would be resolved.
We still have a lot more questions.
Somebody sent me a note a little bit ago, and I know that everybody's looking into this. Anybody who is, you know, anybody, and I know the newspaper's after it. I saw something. Somebody sent me, now I can't find it, about Max Brantley had dug in there a little bit and tried to make some headway, but there's going to be some tit for tat, I think, if, in fact, he has been removed. I'm going to guess he isn't just going to take it and move along. Mark wants to weigh in on this deal. I didn't really expect this to come up again, but here we are. Mark, what's up?
Hey, guys, I was just wondering. I've been hearing a rumor that the head coach in North Little Rock got fired for some kind of boost or something trying to get kids to switch to North Little Rock High from other schools in the state.
See, there's the problem.
So they can get Division I scholarship and I just wanted to hear y'all's input on that. I love y'all's show, and I just wanted to see what y'all thought.
Thanks, Mark. The problem is nobody's talking, and so there isn't actually any real information out there, although I know that Max Brantley's made some headway, and I'm trying to find the story. Somebody had sent it to me earlier. If anybody's got it, you can send it to me again. I'd love to share it. I showed it to Wally earlier. Now I can't find it, but anyway.
And that's what I want to let everybody know, too. There's been some criticism of the media. You know, you can't just get on there and blast speculation. You've got to go through the proper channels, and that includes trying to get documents and things like that. And some of those things are protected under personnel things. So that's why it's taken a while. You can't just
my understanding,
put speculation and rumors out there.
That, and I won't. That's the thing. What I understand here in this finding, and I guess Max Brantley wrote it, and it's given to me secondhand, so I'm not going to quote it all, but there's going to be some back and forth between Coach Boulding and the North Little Rock School District, so stay tuned for more on that. That's all I know.
Alan, Trey Schaap had a report yesterday from the attorney.
That was from the attorney, yeah.
Okay.
That's who they were quoting. Okay,
right.
Well, I missed that. So,
yeah, Trey tweeted that yesterday. So.
Well, let's talk about some lighter
things. You bet.
Fun things.
Yeah.
People of power. Local people doing good.
Well, number 53.
Power.
David
Basil.
Power.
What's Basil up to?
Well, that's not easily answered, especially not in 300 words that I had here. You could write a book about that. But yeah, so when we were brainstorming about ideas for 2015, when we thought about this, about all the people in the metro area that wield a little bit of power, and they do it in different ways, in different realms. And so we picked 11 people that we thought were very deserving of this. And of course, there's a list of hundreds that you could put on here. And I think every year we're going to do this. So we picked out 11 people that have this power across different genres and different industries and things, and put together what I think is a very good diverse list. chose David, obviously, because he is a very handsome man, and thought it would go, he would go well on the cover. And then you see him here inside holding the Broyles Award, which I helped him bring in the Cliff Harris Award, and he said, well, I'll let you carry this one because it's much lighter. So, at any rate, he said that the Broyles Award was 75 pounds and the Harris one was only about 35. So
Tommy told the story about going to pick it up from Coach Broyles, and he's been around Coach Broyles 100 times, and he called him by the wrong name or something, and Tommy thought that was pretty funny. But
yeah,
he talked about how heavy it was. I've never actually tried to pick it up.
It is heavy. You pick it up by the bronze like he's got it there, and I tugged on a little bit. It's pretty heavy. I let him.
You should try picking up the boot.
I wouldn't even want to.
Oh, I threw that in my backpack one night and had to carry that around.
You gotta be a lineman, I think. To do that.
Yeah, when all those linemen are struggling to carry, you know it's heavy. But so anyway, David is on there, of course, and you can see him on the cover and pick that up. We've got different people in here, and some are well known, and others are kind of on the come up. Jordan Carlisle is a guy. He's a Little Rock Regional Chamber of Commerce Director of Entrepreneurship. Thought it was fitting with him, with a lot of these startup businesses happening in Little Rock. He's been kind of a key there. Carrie Foe, who's a 22-year-old rapper. She's caught the eye of the Childish Gambino and has made some headway and nationally performed some shows in Los Angeles, New York. Looks like somebody that's really on the rise in the music scene representing Little Rock. Jeremy Gillum, Speaker of the Arkansas House of Representatives. Benny Johnson, a guy who I admire.
I like Benny.
Arkansas Stop the Violence founder, a guy started that in 91 to try to curb the gang violence, and somebody I think that the police are very much respect in the efforts to try to do that. Kendra Johnson, Human Rights Campaign Director. That's the LGBT organization that came to Arkansas in August, and she's here to try to spread the message of gay rights and protection for those people. And Scott McGee, who Yellow Rocket Concepts partner, executive chef.
Oh, we love Scott.
Never heard of him.
Big dining guy, of course.
Kidding.
Bruce Moore, city manager. Bobby Portis.
I know him.
Razorback.
Huh. I know Bobby.
Yeah, so you see there's some mix of some names, some good names, different names.
You must feel very cool.
I do. I know at least two of these people.
Renee Smith, the Pulaski Tech Culinary Arts and Hospitality Management Director. That program has really put Pulaski Tech on the map, I think. They've got a huge building out there on the Saline County line, and that program has really taken off. And then Hannah Vogler, who's the Argenta Development and Corporate Executive Director.
She's fantastic.
Done some great things in Argenta.
She has. So. She's come and helped us in our fight against cancer campaigns over the years.
Yeah.
And we appreciate her very much. I think she is a cancer survivor herself, so a fantastic individual. Good for you, Nate.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Well, I think you guys will enjoy this. We did another bartender challenge where we challenged Michael Peace with to make some to make a drink with some bitter mix, and then he passed the challenge on to Ben Say from Big Orange in Midtown, and then George Thompson was challenged, the guy from the Pantry Crest. And if I talk too much about this, I'm going to show my ignorance, kind of like when I talked about the stirring thing when we were in Iowa, and I didn't know what that was and with the mixtures. Remember, we were going through the gift guide. My wife kind of got onto me about that, the stirring thing. Anyway, in the gift guide, I'm not.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
When we were talking about the gift guide about a bartender set, and I said it's a little mixing thing. I guess there's like a name for it, and you kind of got onto me for it.
I don't remember that.
I'm not a mixed drinks connoisseur, and I had never heard of any of these liquors or liqueurs. Well, I have heard of a couple of them, but these are interesting drinks, making things out of stuff that you don't normally do. And then there's a little backstory behind it. Emily tells a story about these guys, and so it's good. If you enjoy mixed drinks, you can go onto our website and then find the recipe and make this for yourself at home.
Where's the Pantry Crest?
That is.
Do we know? Did I ask you that? I'm sorry.
It is
Pantry Crest. That's the extension of the pantry, right? Isn't it on Kavanaugh?
I think it is. I'm not sure the exact address, but it's down in the Heights or the Hillcrest area down here. Yes.
Here's a story from Arkansas Online, which is, of course, the Democrat Gazette version. Nate, your sister, brother, parent, whatever. North Little Rock High School football coach Brad Bowling was given notice last week that the district intends to fire him. So there you go. So he is going to go back and forth with them. So lots of fun.
Did they give a reason?
Don't have that. Coming up on, and that's why they're not talking. They're saying it's a personnel issue. It's a personnel issue. Well, this is as far as we've gotten. By the way, you will not be seeing Bobby Petrino or Todd Grantham on a South Carolina campus, and it's not because they're protecting the Gamecocks. It's because they dumped running back Matt Colburn at the last minute. The head coach, Tom Knotts, no relation to Don, I assume, says, not good, not good. I tell my players, when you commit, you commit. Should have had him talk to KJ Hill. That's what a commitment is. Matt's been committed for 8 months. It's irritating that men can do this. He's just a boy, a young man. He doesn't know how to understand it. He's very upset. Some things have opened up, but that's not the way it should be. It's not right. Well, he'll